Now, Andy, I've been having a look at the Neustar website, and I see I can ask the website actually what Neustar is observing at the moment. And I see it's observing supernova 1987A, and that's actually a 5-day observation. Are all of Neustar's observations that long? And why does it have to point for so long?
It's because the count rates are very low. Basically, a typical observation is 100 kiloseconds. Now, maybe not everybody knows that there's just over 80 kiloseconds in a day, 80,000 seconds in a day. So 100 kiloseconds is just over a day, but the satellite's in orbit around the Earth once every hour and a half or so, and the Earth gets in the way for half the time, basically. So basically, you have to look for at least twice as long. So a typical observation would be 2.5 days. And a 5-day observation means it's twice as long as a typical observation. So this sounds perfectly normal to me.
So is that because these X-ray sources are intrinsically very faint, or because the energy is locked up in a small number of individual photons?
Exactly the last point. So that given that we're looking here at things that are 10 times more energetic, the photons are 10 times more energetic. So having a count rate which is a tenth of what you would have in the regular X-ray band means you're still getting the same flux, the same amount of power coming into your telescope.
And of course, the X-ray band is another factor of 1,000 above visible light.
Yes.
So if I take an image with a digital camera, I get speckle on there.
Yes.
Because I'm getting a limited number of photons, but you've got that problem 10,000 times worse in your images.
Yes, absolutely.
What is it about 1987A that's so appealing? Why does it get twice the typical viewing time?
I'm guessing it's something to do with the fact that another satellite called Integral has looked at it and published an image of it recently in the light of titanium-44, which is a radioactive isotope of titanium, which is formed in supernova explosions, and it gives rise to characteristic X-ray lines at about 80 kV. And I'm guessing, I don't absolutely know, I'm guessing that what they want to do with Neustar is actually get a much better and tighter handle on this flux of titanium-44 X-rays.
And what is it that sets the scientific priorities for Neustar? Who decides what you're going to point it at, and what is it that will really stand out as a good, exciting bit?
Well, at the moment, it's a PI-led mission. That's PI is Fiona Harrison, and she's at Caltech. She doesn't just by herself decide on everything, but she's a pretty powerful woman in this game. And basically, they've got a program that was decided beforehand. But it's flexible in the sense that if they discover something and want to look at it again, they can do that. Or somebody comes along with a great idea, they'll go and observe that. And for about the first 2 years, it's the science team of Neustar that's deciding where the observations are. It's basically because this is a new band. Nobody's really looked deep. And this satellite is looking 100 times deeper than anything before. So it's very exciting. So I think they're just responding to what's out there. And of course, it's called the nuclear satellite and so forth. So that's probably why they want to understand radioactivity and understand nuclear synthesis in supernova explosions.
You mentioned it's PI-led for the first 2 years. What will happen at the end of that time?
Well, then they'll turn it partly into a so-called guest observer program, and therefore one could write, anybody could write proposals to Neustar, and they would be assessed by some panel of so-called experts, and anybody can get some observing time with it. That's the way NASA tends to run its observatories and satellites.
Now, obviously, some telescopes are very long-lived, like the Hubble Space Telescope, whilst others have limited lifetimes because they run out of coolant or whatever.
Yes.
Will Neustar have a long life, or will it run out of consumables?
It's funded to run for just 2 or 3 years, but everybody's hoping it will last much longer. As I understand it, it doesn't have consumables that are going to stop it lasting for 5 years, but you never know. Sometimes with these things, a gyro breaks or something happens, but fingers crossed, it's just going to keep going.